And that leads us right into our train tonight. I mean, we wanted to talk about personal development, as all of you know that, you know, personal development has been the cornerstone, the foundation of all direct sales and marketing companies, no matter what it is. What you got?
The name of the book, I'm sorry, I got a text from somebody that we failed to say it. It is on your team website under Performance Family. At the bottom there, click on the books of the month. But I will tell you the name right now. I know you can't wait. It is Big Al's How to Create a Recruiting Explosion. That is the title, How to Create a Recruiting Explosion. And the author is Tom Schreider.
He's called Big Al. That's his nickname.
Big Al is his nickname. So,
or his pen name, I say. His pen name. Anyway, I was going to say that, you know, that leads us right into personal development, and it's been the cornerstone of all direct sales companies. And all sales, actually, and most business owners do personal development because they know that your business can only grow as big as you grow. I mean, as leaders, we need to grow every day, and as our organization get bigger, we need to grow every day. But there's, even with all the personal development, although that is the yeast that rises everybody to the top, it seems like even within our industry that, you know, 97% of the people are still average at what they do. And we was really working on this, and we found out, and after lots of study, just like Success Magazine has been around, and, you know, Success, this type of stuff has been around for 85 years now, these types of books. And even after 85 years of studying, people who get in our industry, about 97% are just pretty well average in our industry. The ones who excel, they'd go beyond personal development. There's a step beyond personal development. And I didn't realize this for many years. And it's called self-mastery. And what you see, whether it's Donald Trump or Bill Gates or, you know, anybody else, whether it's Darnell Self in our industry or Brian Carruthers or, you know, Patrick Shaw or any of the rest of the big names you know in our industry, Dave Savola, they have done a couple of simple things, and they self-mastered these things. They're so simple. And here's something you may want to write down. What they've done is they have clarified, simplified, and uncluttered their life. And until you clarify, simplify, and unclutter your life and get on one course and stay on that course and teach that same thing to everybody, you're always going to be struggling. So it's called CSU, Clarify, Simplify, and Unclutter Your Life. And when you do that, you become a lot more productive. You become a lot more profitable, and you have a more predictable income. But you can't do that if you keep getting off track. So you clarify, simplify, and unclutter your life. And when you master that one single thing, then you rise to the top of the company. So we know right now on this call, Teresa, and we talked about it before the call started, there's a lot of veterans on here, like Michael Johnson and the rest of them.
Right.
You know, they've got a pretty large team. Jason has a really big team. The Crutchers have an enormous team, and I can go on and on and on. Now, when you get that big, I mean, it's kind of hard to get to everybody, obviously. I mean, you can't personally train everybody. That's when these calls are important. And then we have people who've been in for a little while, and their team is big, and they've got new people bringing on new people who bring on new people, and they really don't know what to do or how to get it done, and they don't have a clear picture, and they can't clarify, simplify, and unclutter it, because I think you had a story last night, and let me just finish, then you can tell the story. We have other people, this is their first night on the call. I mean, they joined last night, they're on the call tonight, and they definitely don't know what to do. So they can't clarify it, they can't simplify it, and they can't unclutter it. So we've come up with something that the home office has approved, and we're excited about it. We introduced it, first of all, to our leaders,
to
right?
The Altus leaders, yes.
The Altus leaders, they had a buy-in. Then we introduced it to the home office. They didn't have a buy-in at first. Then they thought, this is really good. So they did give us permission to use this on our team, and now we've got it out that the entire team is up on the website. So this helps you totally clarify what you're supposed to be doing. It simplifies it for everybody, so the new person who brings on a new person tomorrow, they don't have to know all this stuff. It is that simple, and it unclutters everything so they can stay right on track. And when you do that, then you self-master that portion, and you can move to the top. Because now everybody has the same advantage that the person at the top does. Because all of us at the top have done certain things since we've been here. And I will tell y'all that if you ask every leader, and if they don't have this in front of them, they will start. You say, what is it that builds this business? They will go through this list.
Yeah.
that, they don't even have to have it in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
We know what to do. We know how to do it. We clarified it. We simplified it. We uncluttered it. And we teach everybody the same thing. So now we have it on a small card that you can just check off
mm-hmm.
and make sure you're getting everything done. And it's kind of fun. And maybe you can explain. Tell the story you told me this today.
I'll get to it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I'm done.
You're done? You ready?
I'm done.
Okay. Frank really set this up well. Our goal, and I believe if you are on this call tonight, you have a goal of building a big team, having a large organization that is thriving, that is growing, that is marketing memberships all across the United States and recruiting like crazy.
Can I fill in some? You're going to have single moms moving it to single moms. You're going to have preachers taking it into churches. You'll have teachers taking it into schools. You're going to have insurance agents taking their clients. Business people taking it into business thing, and entrepreneurs taking it to everybody.
Exactly.
If you get clear on that,
mm-hmm.
then you're going to do good. Recruit to recruit.
Mm-hmm. Recruit to recruit. Now, that is a phrase I want you to burn into your brains, because we're going to talk about that just a little bit and how this team builder card works right into that. Mr. Stonecipher, our founder, has a vision and put the vision into the leaders who have known him and had the pleasure of working with him, that everybody in this nation has access to the legal system affordably through our Legal Shield service. Now, we're a long ways from everybody having access. Most people don't. We've got a huge job to do. And here's the deal.
We don't have enough people.
We do not have. If everybody just sold memberships, all the existing associates could sell every day of their life, and we wouldn't even come close to getting even a small portion of the population having a membership. There's just not enough of us. The only way to accomplish Mr. Stonecipher's dream, and the only way for you to accomplish your dreams financially and otherwise, is to have a huge organization, and you all can do that, especially with what's coming down the pike. You're going to be able to do that. So the focus tonight is, let me step back for just a moment. I know sometimes we sell a membership, and I know sometimes we recruit a person and sell them a membership in the process. Now, I'm going to ask you tonight to, if you remember, Dwayne was on the call a week or two ago, Dwayne Thompson, and he was talking about since he got the recruiting mindset from the Altus Retreat, when he sells a membership, he doesn't just sell a membership. He's asking that prospective member questions, just not about themselves, but like, don't you think a lot of people need to have help with their speeding tickets, need to get their wills done, broadening the spectrum of who needs this, not just them. And once you get done with that, after they get their membership and you ask them for names, you always ask them for referrals, and then you convert that into, you know, a lot of money's going to be made here, up to $100 a pop, you know, pretty quick. Would you know anybody that would like to help market this to these people and earn that money? And you're, in other words, you are intentionally working on recruiting that person as you sell them a membership. That's a recruiting mindset.
And the reason is they have the rapport with that person you don't have, and they're definitely a lot better, or more capable of getting to them.
Absolutely. They'll get that appointment in a nanosecond. There's nothing better than a warm market referral. That is the ultimate of all leads existing on the planet. I remember Paul Meyer saying that it's even better than your personal lead. Having a personal lead of somebody that is your customer is the hottest lead you can ever have.
They're going to endorse you. They'll endorse the heck out of you.
It's third-party endorsement. That's the best lead in the nation, in any type of lead. Okay, so the recruiting mindset is what we're really working on here tonight. And I want you to – I'm going to give you some numbers here. These are our numbers, and I'm not bragging at all. These numbers, a lot of people have 2, 3, 4, 10 times what we've got. But I want you to know that as of this day, our organization, you, have sold 410,807 memberships.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly
right. Over 400,000 memberships.
Yes. And Frank and I are not groupies. Now we
don't write up that many. I mean, we write up 2 or 3 a month, and that's about it.
Yeah. Now, we also have, in the world of associates, who have done that work, 67,315 associates. Now, how did that happen? It's been, 15, 16 years since we've started, and it has multiplied. See, when you sell a membership, that's great. You're making a great income. You're helping a family. But you're adding. If you want to multiply, it's all about a recruiting mindset. When we started the business ourselves, and I'm going back to our beginning years because I want you to get the feel of the mindset and what was happening with that, to create that growth and to create that momentum. We were working, now we were part-time, we still had the graphic sign companies and many other children at home, the whole works, many other responsibilities. But every second of every day, we were focused because we were clear on what our goals were.
We clarified it, simplified it, and uncluttered it.
Yes, as much as we could. And we were like, just not maniacs, really, but we were so focused. I mean, it was just every second.
We were like Michael Johnson.
Yes, we were just so driven. When we went to our very first convention, actually, I guess it was the second one. It was the first one after we'd been in for 12 months. We were recognized getting the $100,000 ring, and we had no idea we had even achieved it. They didn't call us and tell us, and we weren't watching it. We were working so hard and so fast and so busy, we didn't even know we eclipsed the $100,000 mark. How did that happen? Because we were focused on recruiting to recruit. We were focused on recruiting to recruit, okay? Now, here's what makes it all happen and work for you. It's the focus on what you want. You want a big team. But here's where the challenge comes in. I believe everybody on the phone tonight has done and is doing correct activities to build your business. You're giving people exposures in one form or the other. You're following up with people. You are attending some events. You're doing the things necessary, but for most people, the consistency factor is missing. That's what momentum is built on. It is like you are the pilot of your business, and you are the jet on the runway, and you start the engine, you rev up the engine, and you start rolling down the runway, and you stop.
You shut the engine down.
And then you pause. And you start the engine, you rev it up, and you roll down the runway and get faster and faster, and you stop. And that is, my friends, what happens to 99.9% of the people who do this business. And
they
the reason
never
is
take off.
They never take off. It's not that they're doing anything wrong. They're just not doing it consistently. It's such a little factor that has such a huge impact. Now, how do we get consistent? Well, what we're getting ready to introduce tonight is definitely going to help us be more consistent. And this is optional. It's going to be fun. I hope everybody on the call tonight participates in this. And you can download this card. I'm going to describe it tonight, but you can download it on your Performance Family site under What's New. You're going to see it there. And I'm going to go over side one with you right now.
Well, let me just say this so they know they have a reason to do this.
Okay.
It's not just you that's doing this. If you did this, you would add to your business every day. If you get your team to do this, you will multiply your business tenfold.
Yep. And every new associate that comes
aboard. And every new associate, you won't have to tell them what to do every day. They've got a checklist right in front of them. They know exactly what to do every day and when to do it and that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really want to leverage this, let me just tell you, don't print one of these.
Yep.
Print two dozen or three. Get your number of associates and give each one of them three of them and tell them, say, when you recruit somebody, give them this card.
Yep.
And go over it with them. You go over it with them. You have a little training thing with them. And then go over it with them. Then you can really leverage this card.
Absolutely. Last night when we were introducing this locally in our meeting here in Charleston, Josh Graff, who is on the White Wing team, was present. And he was on the front row. And he has a military and mechanic background. He's one of the people that we recognize for getting the $89 back. He's a fairly new associate, just got that $89 back. And you know what he said after we went through the card? Like I'm going to go through this with you in just a moment. We got done, and he said, Teresa, he said, or maybe he said there's a coin, I don't remember, it doesn't matter. But he said, this is what I need. He said, as a new associate, I want so much to do everything I'm supposed to be doing, but I never know exactly what I should be doing when, it's just like all kind of haphazard. He said, this puts it together.
This clarified it.
That's right.
Simplified it.
And
uncluttered it.
That's right.
I mean, most associates feel like that. They want to do everything they can. They don't just don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And the person who brought them on They came in a week ago, and they don't know what to tell them.
Yes, so this is going to keep everybody on track.
Everybody.
We're going to use these forever, y'all. This is just, I mean, I just feel like this is really going to be instrumental in creating that momentum to get that to get off the daggum runway and to stay up in the clouds and enjoy life like you deserve. So here we go. The first thing on this card, on the checklist, the first side says Team Builder Associate Checklist. Above that, you put your name, and we're going to do this. Round one is October. So you just write October 1st to October 30th or 31st in the top corner. Here's the first item on the card. My why for doing my business is clear, and I'm passionate about it. That is the very first thing we put on the card, because you know what? If that's not clear, they're not going to be around to do the rest of the things on the card.
Then they check.
And they can check it off when they know they're clear about it. You can check it off right now if you've already printed one out for yourself, and you're clear about it. You know, if it's not something that really, if your why does not really grab you emotionally, you probably need to expand that why. Because I'm telling you, you can't stop doing the business. Once you've got a track like this to follow, and you've really got a why, it's going to drive you. It's going to get you up in the morning. It's going to make you go to the meeting when it's raining and, you know, 20 degrees at night. And it doesn't matter. All that stuff just doesn't matter when you know what you're doing and you know why you're doing it. The second item, I work from a list of contacts, and I add to it consistently. I know over half of you on the call tonight probably don't have a list. No list, no business. The list is our inventory. Y'all, we don't stock products. We don't have a garage full of anything. You can't even have more than one membership. But we have inventory. Our inventory is our list of contacts. So if you don't have one tonight, make one tonight before you go to bed. Start it. I don't care what you write it on, but it needs to be written. And I think you need to, well, whatever form you want to do it, but you need to have a list of contacts. You need to be organized. And tonight, you need to decide who you're going to contact tomorrow and how you're going to get information to them. Are you going to send them a link? Are you going to put them in the app? We've got the app now, and it's on our website. You can go back there, and if you don't have the new app to load your contacts in, by all means, go get it, because it is working fantastically. So there's no reason for anybody to not be doing this. We've made it so easy. But the list is where it starts. So you got to have a list. No list, no business. Big list, big business. Third one, I get information to 1 to 10 contacts a day, 5 to 7 days a week. Now, some of you are saying, you know, just one a day? Why would you, Teresa, just put one on there and that make that be acceptable? I'll tell you why. Because I know if anybody decides they're going to get at least one contact, some information every day for 5 days a week minimum, when they do that and accomplish that, that feeling of accomplishment is going to make them so driven, they're going to feel so powerful, then they know they can do two. It's so empowering when you set a goal and you do it on a daily basis. It gives you the motivation, the confidence to do more. And that's what we want. We want to be all inclusive here. So whether it's one a day or 10 a day or more, 5 to 7 days a week, you get to check this off at the end of the month if you've done at least one a day. Hopefully you've done more, but one a day is going to be more than a lot of people do. Consistency. See, this is driving consistency. The next item is I get information to 1 long-distance contact a week. This has been part of our 10 core commitments forever. If you have all of your business in your backyard and you have a terrible flood or an earthquake or any kind of thing going on like that, you're out of business. We saw people in New Orleans completely lose their businesses when they had those tragedies down there, you know, with the hurricanes and so forth, and the water and the floods and all of that. They lost their business. I mean, they're gone because everybody they were working with was right in that little area. It's critical for you to have business all over the country. And by the way, one of our goals when we started this was to have checks coming in, now we call them deposits, from every city, every major city in the United States. That's a great vision, isn't it? Okay, The next item, I had 1 to 4 PBRs and or PCCs, or I conducted 1 to 4 during the month of October. So you see, if you have 1 to 4 yourself, because you're fairly new, or you're having PCCs and you're, you know, the private business reception and the private conference call is something that your upline support is going to help you with. They're going to be the expert and answer the questions and help you get it organized. But if you are the expert, then that means, like Michael Johnson mentioned, he was instrumental in making PBRs happen with his team recently. That's what I'm talking about. So if you're not having them yourself, you need to be conducting 1 to 4 during the month. The next item, I make 1 to 10 follow-up calls. I make 1 to 10 follow-up calls a day, 5 to 7 days a week. I mean, if you're making contacts 1 to 10, you need to be following up. That's a given. That's where the gold is. The gold is always in the follow-up. That's where the real riches are. The next one, I connect my contacts to my business partner, in parentheses, expert, on the follow-up calls. And yes, that's a three-way call. Do you do that or not? No, it doesn't. You know, if you are consistently making that happen, working on making that happen, it doesn't always happen when you try to make it happen, you'll get to put a check mark there. The next one is, I invite guests to every business briefing. Now, you know, you can't control if they show up or not, but you can control if you invite them. Remember, we control these activities. We don't control the results. But by golly, when you do these activities consistently, you know you're going to get the results, and you do. The next one, I am in the performance club. And you know what? You get 3 check marks for that. 3 team builder points for that. Everything else is 1 check mark, equaling 1 point for the card. But the performance club, you get 3 for that. The next one, I am on my weekly team calls. Or I listen to the replay if I can't be. Critical, plugging in, keeping informed, constant training. The next one, I'm using my benefits association. I know most of you on the call tonight, you're paying for your own membership. You're paying for your legal plan and you're paying for your identity theft plan out of your pocket. And you should not be. You should be getting more savings by using the benefits association benefits, like the cell phone discounts, like the discounts at the Men's Warehouse and there's several other places you get 50% off in your clothing and the hotel stays. I'm staying in Orlando extra nights and I'm paying like $30 or $35 instead of $80 or $85. You should not be paying for your own membership. You should be using the Benefits Association to offset that cost. Now, imagine if you do that and your associates on your team do that. I'm telling you, that's what we call sticking power. Why would anybody ever stop paying for their membership when there's something else they're doing, like using the Benefits Association, is offsetting the cost? I'm telling you, there's a lot of benefits to that that are unwritten here. The next one is I use my membership. I used my own membership in the last 4 months. You can't sell a banana if you've never eaten one, right? You got to use your membership. And the last one is, I am registered for the next convention. And since this is the month of October, and since we're going to be in Orlando and Vegas this weekend, I would imagine that they're going to roll out the opportunity to register for our big convention next April 2014. So you're going to be able to check that off when you register for the next big convention in 2014. You total up the points on that page, turn it over. Now you get to check these off during the month and at the end of the month, depending on what the item is. Honor system, this is for you and you alone. This is not to, you know, I mean, this is not to make you feel bad about anything. This is to help you know the correct things to do on a consistent basis to build your business. I think it's super exciting. It's so empowering. Now, on the flip side, it's all about attending the events. And the first section is weekly business briefings and trainings. In most areas of the country, they're doing the briefings with the trainings afterwards. And so you've got 5 opportunities here, because there's like 5 Tuesdays, I know, in the month of October, to fill in the date. You have the person at registration, hand it to them, or you can do it on the honor system. Fill in the date, have your initials, or if there's a registration person there at the event, have them initial it. And you also write in the box to it, next to it, how many guests you had show up, okay? So you can only count one briefing a week, and that's important. We don't want people just to, you know, go around to different cities trying to fill up the card going to different briefings. You only count one a week. That's all you need to go to. That's part of the 10 core commitments. It's not two or three a week. Luncheons and sit-downs. Now, this is the same thing. You put the date. Some places have lunches, some don't, but everybody can do a sit-down. You have eight opportunities during the month to fill these boxes in. Eight different dates. Put your initials and the number of guests you had. I'm telling you, this is going to be fun. Now, you get 1 point for every event, and we also added a Super Saturday and a basic training for you. And you get 1 point for every guest. So you total up the points on side two here with the events. Put the grand total in the orange box on the right at the bottom. And this is round one. The month of October is the round one. Those who complete at least 18 points between both sides, you're going to get an associate's degree diploma from us, a Legal Shield associate's degree diploma. It's going to be awesome. And, you know, it's not about the diploma. That's the fun part. That's the recognition part, and that's really important. The most important thing is that you participate. We actually have a participant's degree for every round. Everybody that participates, you are going to get one of the participant degree diplomas. Because it's like you're attending class if you're in college. You know, you may not take the exam or whatever, but this kind of system, in this system, particular system, you get credit for attending class, for participating. So everybody's going to be a participant, hopefully. And then if you get 18 points, you get an associate's degree. The next round for November is going to be a bachelor's degree. Diploma. That, for that, you've got to get a minimum of 20 points. And I know y'all are going to get these points easily. Master's degree is round three, minimum 22 points. Doctorate degree is round four for a minimum of 24 points. Now, you know, when Josh made that comment to me, I talked to Frank about it because I've actually heard comments like this before, like, you know, I really want to do the business, but I just don't know what to do every day. I don't know how to organize everything because it's so vague. It's like an amoeba. It's like, you know, where is it? What do I do? How do I organize it? This is the track. This is the track for us all to follow on a daily basis. Now, when it says get information to 1 to 10 contacts a day, 5 to 7 days a week, you got to keep up with that. So hopefully you're using a pipeline sheet. There's the 90-day game plan sheet, something like that, to keep track of who you're giving information to and who you're going to follow up with. Some of you have fancy contact manager systems. Whatever your style is, I want you to use it. I want you to really keep track of it. It gets super exciting when you are consistent because the results start multiplying in addition to your associates start multiplying. So I am actually, Frank, I'm going to open it up for Q&A. The way we're going to do this a little differently, I want to make sure you all fully understand this card. And so I'm going to take this off of lecture mode. I'm putting it on mute mode, and you must press *6 in order for us to hear you. So anybody that has a question or comment, the line is open for you to press *6 to talk to us. And let's just make sure that works.
Put *6 and let's see.
I know Carl Worley is on the line. Carl, can you give us a test on that system and press *6 on your phone and see if it opens up your particular line for me?
Is that you, Carl? Okay, evidently it didn't work. How about somebody else doing it?
I'm pretty sure that's what you're supposed to do.
Hey, Teresa?
Yes.
Bob McConnell.
All right, Bob, so that worked. You pressed *6. Is that how you got on the open line?
Yes, and I do have a question.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
In the Performance Family website?
Yes, sir.
Okay, to download it?
Uh-huh.
Great. Sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for commenting, too. Anybody else?
It's double-sided, so if you can, and they're four up on a page, so you're not going to waste any paper. So print them out, and you're good to go.
I put them on cardstock, too.
Yeah, we put them on index cardstock just to make it last longer, you know, throughout the month.
Awesome.
Thank you, Bob.
Can you give us that website address again?
The website address is performancefamily.com.
And who was that?
Hey, sir.
Who was that that commented?
Hi, this is Brooke. I just wanted to say thanks to both of you for the info on tonight. It has really been helpful to me.
Awesome.
Well, now, who is this? Who is this?
This is Brooke Simmons.
Oh, it's Brooke. Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you, too. Thanks for your comment. All right. Anybody else?
This is your chance to get heard nationwide.
We want your planes to get off that runway and to keep going and keep going. And
remember, the best way to leverage this is, you know, not only print some for you, print some for your team and go over it with them.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you've got somebody local there that you think would, like a local regional manager or a local RVP, I'll be glad to share it with them. Steve Hoisington is using the card.
Patrick Shaw
is using the card. And let's see, Ron Crutcher's probably going to be using the card.
Oh, we know
the
Nancy Jaconis is going to do it.
The Team Builder card, yeah. So, I'll be glad to talk to anybody that you can tell them to contact me if they've got any questions about it, if you'd like to see it done locally in your area. It doesn't matter if it is or not. You're going to do it, and you're going to – in fact, here's what will happen. You're going to be doing it. Somebody may notice the little card. They may not. And all of a sudden, you're going to start getting results. You're going to have more people showing up at events. You're going to have more business, you know, in the realm of associates.
Matter of fact, if they're not doing it, they're going to have to sign their own card that they went to a meeting and they did all the other stuff.
That's fine.
Initially yourself.
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right.
Anybody else want to comment?
Hi, Teresa. It's Kelly. I'm trying to find the cards on the back office, but I can't find it.
I'll tell you where it is. Thanks for asking. Go to performancefamily.com, and on the left side on the home page, it says What's New. And that's a really awesome button to click and check out all the time, because we're constantly putting up new things there that we believe are really important for the team, and it should be right there.
Right on top.
I see it. Yeah, I found it. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it. Anybody else?
Frank, Teresa, and Bob again.
Yeah, go ahead, Bob.
The airplane off the runway. The JADO Assist starts in Orlando this weekend.
There you go. That's it.
That's
you go down there and get fueled up, right?
Right on.
That's it. Jason, go right ahead.
Hey, this is Tom. Can you hear me?
Hey, Tom.
Oh, okay, good. I was on mute and I'm talking to myself. You know, between the book of the month and what you just rolled out, you know, I'm one of those guys with the acronym is SAD, which means stuck at director. But you rolled out tonight, I think for a lot of people, whether they're SAD or not, it just really gives a person the pathway to go out and just do things all over again and to try to reunite it. And I really think that book is going to be a good one. Because I agree, I've tried to do it the other way, but I think recruiting to build is the only way to really have anything that's going to last. So I appreciate the training and as well as the enthusiasm offered by Mr. Johnson tonight.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you, Tom.
Great.
This really does help you clarify, simplify, and unclutter, not just for you, but for your team. That's the main thing, is getting your team to understand all this.
Yeah, Tom, I really appreciate those comments. You know, we've got such a powerful product, our membership, that we sometimes lose, we have, you know, largely, I think, lost sight of the excitement about building. I know I had Eddie Smith comment to me a couple weeks ago since he went to the Altus retreat and really got that recruiting mindset back. I mean, he said it's exciting. It's exciting to build your team. Selling a membership is great, but it's not exciting. Exciting is when you have a brand new associate and they're fired up, and they get three new associates and they're fired up. I mean, that's exciting.
Yeah, our product does. So, I mean, the product is needed 10 times more now than when we came into business.
Yes, and we're going to help many more people get the membership by doing this.
Yeah.
By
Thanks,
the way,
Tom.
Thank you so much, Tom. And on your website, you're going to notice under on the front page, there is a Recruiting Revolution video. Watch it tonight, or maybe in the morning. You might not be able to sleep if you watch it tonight. And under the new button there, you'll see the new GWP Connect app is right there for you to check out
Did
if you don't have it.
Did you mention that app's not on there, but that's what they should be doing that every day?
Yeah, when it said, I talked about that.
Okay.
Yeah, when you get information to 1 to 10 contacts a day, you can certainly be using the app to help you do that.
The reason we didn't put that on there is because everybody in the country doesn't have the app, and a lot of people are going to be using this. They don't know
right.
anything about the app. So
we had to make it hard generic.
Yeah, we had to make it generic for the home office to approve it. So the app is really important. I mean, it is unbelievable.
Good stuff. Great comments. Thank you so much, Tom. And who else?
All right. Can you hear me okay? This is Jason Whiteling.
Yep.
All right. Wonderful. Definitely. Thank you guys so much. Truly excited. As you mentioned, there's so many things that it does. And, you know, as I'd looked at it and started to utilize it, one of the things I noticed was as you track your information, not only does it, tell you where and what you've been doing, but it also helps you find out, when you're ready to move to the next level. You can easily go back and look at, what your ratio are by utilizing the apps and utilizing the other material to bring that information together to be able to easily say, okay, if I do these certain things a little bit more, I can go ahead and my income will increase by, five times or 10 times because of doing those simple things. So it gives us that way to track that information. Definitely excited about it. And, also the fact that we can sit down with associates and look at their sheet and find out better ways to help them just because of how they're tracking that, their personal information.
Jason, that's really good insight. The only way to 10X your income is to 10X your group, because you can only do so much. You only have 24 hours a day. But if you've got that group growing, you're going to 10X your income. You're going to 10X the money you make every day. So this helps recruit.
Yep.
Because it gets everybody on the same page. Anybody else? Thanks, Jason.
I'm sorry. I came on the call rather late. Can you just repeat the name of that book, please?
Sure.
Yes, it's How to Create a Recruiting Explosion by Big Al.
Tom Schreider.
It's Tom Schreider. His pen name is Big Al. How to Create a Recruiting Explosion.
And when you go to your Performance Family site, you'll see the Books of the Month panel at the bottom of the front page. Click on it, and you'll see the book there.
Okay.
And you can order it from
Thank
there, too.
You.
There's a link to an Amazon thing, so you can order it if you like.
Okay. Thank
Good.
You.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah,
I'm glad you're on the call.
Anybody else like to comment? Just give us your name when you comment.
Oh, I'm Victoria from Statesboro, Georgia.
So great.
Oh,
that's
good.
My alma mater there.
You said
Statesboro, Georgia.
Statesboro?
Yes, this is my second day in the business, and I sold my first membership today.
Congratulations.
That's wonderful.
Fabulous.
That's wonderful. Go back and ask that person if they know any single parents that could move this to other single parents. Go back to them and ask if they know an insurance agent or a teacher. I mean, we need other people to help with that because you can't write up everybody in Statesboro. That's where Teresa and I got married. I don't know if you know that or not. We got married in Statesboro, Georgia.
And it's where I graduated. So, cool. Glad to have a connection in Statesboro. That's
fantastic. No joke.
That's
a lucky city. Whose team are you on, by the way?
Hello?
Hello?
Uh-huh.
Miss Crystal and Brooks brought me in.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate you being on. Anybody else like to come?
Did you have a question?
No, I just asked who team. Anybody else like to comment?
Any other questions or comments? Give it another second or two here. All right, y'all. Well, we are in for a fantastic October.
And a fantastic weekend, too, by the way.
Yes, definitely. Appreciate all of you being on the call tonight. Download that card, please. Let's all participate. We'll talk more about it on the future calls. We want your input. Tell us how it's going. If you have any questions about it, let us know. But we want this to be the Performance Family track. This is our business team builder track. That's going to help us keep all stay on track, all get our planes off that runway.
Matter of fact, when somebody calls us, we'll say, how about grabbing your card and let's go through it and see how you're doing?
Yeah.
See if we got you on track here.
That's right.
All right, I think that's a wrap, huh?
That's a wrap, y'all.